What's in the news? Hurricane Matthew.
We have nothing. I have the clothes on my back.
I'm Peter King. The storm has been gone from the U.S. for days, but it left behind an estimated $10 billion in damage from Florida to North Carolina.
We need help.
Elizabeth Morales fled Lumberton, North Carolina for safer ground in Fayetteville, about 50 miles away.
I'm stuck up here right now. Can't get my child with asthma to no doctor. Can't get my own medicine. I have no home.
Michelle Dubiel is hoping that her home survives.
It means the world to me. It was my grandparents and passed down through generations, and that's the way it's going to stay, if the good Lord's willing.
In Haiti, correspondent Vladimir Duthier says they're trying to avoid a post-hurricane cholera outbreak, like the one that hit after the 2010 earthquake there.
Port-au-Piedmont has one hospital and only two doctors to treat at least 85 people who've contracted cholera. Jean-Daniel Laguerre is with Doctors Without Borders. Right now, people are drinking the water in the river and drinking any water they can find, he says. That's how they're getting sick.
In Florida,
I just think it's horrible. You know, trying to be safe for a hurricane to come back for somebody to just take all your stuff.
Police in several areas are investigating burglaries that took place in evacuation zones. They're also looking into several gun shop break-ins. Dozens of weapons reported missing. Now this. What's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.